All right, let's bling that political lizard out. Verzilla, the best, worst viral partisan news in the USA at verzilla.com. Updated Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our featured story is from the right today. So the right wins the contest today for most over-the-top headline of the day. Our feature is sponsored by pgmercher.com. PG Mercher, pretty good merch shop. Do you even new swagger, bro? Get that new swag at pgmercher.com. Get it. Get it now. Our blog write headline, well, CBS triggers Secret Service complaints after assassinate Trump tweet. So CBS may have violated Twitter's terms of service, says the Geller report, by literally tweeting assassinate Trump. And their headline reads, and this is the winning headline of the day, left-wing CBS television news show, our television show, The Good Fight, tweet, assassinate Trump sparks call for Secret Service investigation. From the Geller Report, continuing, CBS crime drama The Good Fight tweeted an image on Friday from a recent episode entitled The One Where Diana Joins the Resistance. The image showed a creator, or a character, pointing to a list of target words that included the phrases assassinate President Trump and eliminate Mar-a-Lago. The tweet, which has since been deleted, sparked backlash among Twitter users, many of who reported CBS to the Secret Service. I should note that the phrases are actually, it's not actually phrases. There's a list of words. Now, there are some phrases, like fake news is a phrase, but the assassinate Trump is, assassinate is on one line. Actually, it reads down the first column. It says assassinate President Trump, but it's not one phrase, so you can read that how you want. The Leftzilla feature. I'm sorry you guys didn't win today. Better luck next time. Dem mayor launches presidential bid by destroying MAGA. I mean, that's a pretty good headline, but I don't think it beats presidential assassinations. It doesn't beat that in terms of over the top. Apparently, according to Politics USA, an Indiana mayor just destroyed the myth of Trump with a powerful rust bit. Belt appeal. So this is from Politics USA, and I confess I have never heard of this guy, Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg. That's his real name, Buttigieg. Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg just terrified Trump by destroying the myth of MAGA, Politics USA says. And they continue, Mayor Pete Buttigieg wasted no time in destroying the myth behind Trump's MAGA and making a real appeal to rural and rust-built communities while kicking off his presidential campaign in South Bend, Indiana. Buttigieg said, and that's why I'm here today, to tell a different story that makes America great, then make America great again. Because there is a myth being sold to industrial and rural communities, the myth that we can stop the clock and turn it back. It comes from people who think the only way to speak to communities like ours is through resentment and nostalgia. Let's get to our Verzilla Wire, sponsored by tips.pgnewser.com. Don't forget to tip your newser at tips.pgnewser.com. You know you want to. Pressed on Trump's border wall, Huckabee Sanders gives a masterclass in professional amnesia from Think Progress. Democrats go crazy and accused President Trump of inciting violence against terror apologist Ilhan Omar by quoting her. But why? That's the headline from Red State. Trump is freaking out over obstruction of justice info in Mueller report from Politics USA. And finally, mask off for the left after discussing string of tweets mocking Representative Dan Crenshaw's war injuries. That's from American Thinker.